यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अवचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य ब्यूटि फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रयोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की विदाई गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्तरुंद की समवेत भक्तरुंद श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ టు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటు 1 చాప్టర్ 3. కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 22. నర దైవత్వం ఆపన్నః సుర కార్య చికీర్షయ సముద్ర నిగ్రహాదీని చక్రే వీర్యాణి అత పరం నరదేవత్వం ఆపన్నః సురకార్య చికీర్షయ సముద్ర నిగ్రహాదీని చక్ర వీర్యాణి అత పరం నరదేవత్వమాపన్నం సురకార్య చికీర్షయ సముద్ర నిగ్రహాదీని చక్రే వీర్యాణి అత పరం నరదేవత్వమాపన్నః సురకార్య చికీర్షయ సముద్ర నిగ్రహాదీని చక్రే వీర్యాణి అత పరం. నర హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్, దేవత్వం డివినిటీ, ఆపన్నః హావింగ్ అజ్యూమ్డ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సుర ది డెమిగాడ్స్, కార్య యాక్టివిటీస్, చికీర్షయ ఫర్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్, సముద్ర ద ఇండియన్ ఓషన్, నిగ్రహ ఆదీని కంట్రోలింగ్ ఎట్సెట్రా, చక్రే డిడ్ పెర్ఫార్మ్, వీర్యాణి సూపర్ హ్యూమన్ ప్రావెస్, అతపరం దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. Translation. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Rama in order to perform some pleasing work for the demigods He exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheistic king Ravana, who was on the other side of the sea. Purport. The personality of Godhead Sri Rama assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization. By the help of material science and other activities, with the spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to the other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different, and different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the courts of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes the godless materialists challenge the existence of God. Ravana was one of them. And he wanted to deport ordinary men to the planet of Indra by material means without consideration of the necessary qualifications. He wanted a staircase to be built up directly reaching the heavenly planet so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter the planet. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Ram, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife Sita. Of course, Lord Ram came to chastise this atheist, answering the prayers and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of Ravana, and the complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramchandra was the personality of Godhead, he has exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravana, could perform. Lord Ramchandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. The modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it's not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere and everywhere. But because weightlessness is the creation of the Lord by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones even within this earth to be weightless and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting pillar. That is the display of the power of God. Hare Krishna. So, in answers to the questions raised by Shaunakadi Rishis in the name of Sharanya, now the answers are being given. For the fifth question which was asked, the answers are being given in this chapter. And in this particular verse, the Lord Ram's pastimes are mentioned. How he came as the 18th incarnation, Lord Ramachandra. And this is a very important and special incarnation of the God. Because all other previous incarnations which are being discussed are actually took different forms, like Lord Narsingadev, Varahadev, Vamanadev, and other such great incarnations. Whereas this incarnation is special because Lord came as human being. And just like it is said in fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Martyavataram Martya Shikshanam. Lord comes time and again to educate the mankind in the form of human being only, so that everyone will be able to understand his pastimes. So of course the Lord Ramchandra's pastimes are so enchanting that if you keep hearing them again and again, you will end up becoming devotee of Lord Ram instead of becoming devotee of Lord Krishna. That is the sweetness of Lord's pastimes. So other day we were hearing in Brahmachari class, Braj Bihari Prabhu was explaining that how all we are looking for a perfect person. We want perfection everywhere. That means we are basically perfectionists. That means we want a perfect thing and a perfect person and perfect atmosphere, everything perfect. But simply it is not possible. And once it so happened that one IYS boy approached marriage bureau because he wanted to select a perfect spouse for himself. And then he explained to the marriage bureau devotees that I want like this, like that. My would-be should be like this, like that. She should know this, she should know that and everything else. And the devotee said, good luck. Anyway, we'll try. We'll try out. So, they accepted his application and processed it. And after some time, the boy came to them and asked, so, did something happen? Did you find somebody? They said, well, we tried our best, but I think we have sent your application to Lord Brahma now. Because in this world, such a human being which you are looking for, a perfect match, is not, has been created so far. If at all he creates, no, he will inform us and then we will inform you. So please wait until then. So this is what happens in this material world. We are all looking for perfect people, perfect atmosphere, everything perfect. But of course there is a good news for all of us. What is that good news? Lord Ramchandra. Because he is such a perfect human being and perfect Lord, he is perfection to the limits, you can say. Perfection personified. And we see in his beautiful pastimes narrated in Srimad Ramayana that how he was a perfect son to his father Dasharath, he was perfect husband for mother Sita, he was perfect brother for all his other brothers, he was a perfect king for entire Ayodhya and entire earth, and was also a perfect friend for devotees like Sugriva, and he was a perfect master for devotees like Hanumanji, and he was a perfect disciple for sages like Vishwamitra, and is a perfect warrior. And it is said that nobody could challenge Lord Ram. He was such a perfect bowman, warrior. But people like Ravana, they always oppose. And they are never satisfied with what they have. Although he was sufficiently rich and enjoying all sorts of sense gratification to the limits, but he was not still satisfied. He was also trying for perfection in his sense gratification, maybe, but he couldn't find it. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions in Ishopanishad that causeless unwillingness, that is a disease of the conditioned souls, that they know what they are supposed to do, but still they just do not do it because causeless unwillingness, they just don't want to do that. And It is explained that there have been two big fools so far. Actually, there are many fools, but to discuss two big idiots and fools have walked on this earth. Who are those? One is Duryodhan and second one is Ravana. They are idiots because they knew that whom are they challenging and what is their fate going to be. Yet they opposed. In case of Duryodhana, he opposed Krishna and his devotees, and of course Ravana opposed Lord Ramchandra. And both of them, they had a very good counseling, by the way. The Duryodhana had so many counselors, like Bhishma Deva himself, Mahajan. Another one more Mahajan, Vidura. Two Mahajanas are counseling him, but still they could not do much. What to speak about Krishna personally going and trying to convince him, counsel him. He wouldn't budge. Similarly, in case of Ravana also, there were many such counselors for him. His own wife, Mandodari, she counseled him. Kumbhakarna, he also counseled him. The ministers, they counseled him, and his own brother Vibhishana counseled him. But as they say, Vinashakale Viparita Buddhi. Because when the destruction comes, such words are not taken seriously. So that's what exactly happened to them, both of them. So they both ultimately perished because of their causeless unwillingness to surrender to the will of the Lord. So whereas Vanaras, they're simple people, and they flourished because they understood the will of the Lord, and thus they flourished. So so therefore it is said that perish or flourish as you wish. The choice is ours. Yethamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmanu vartante manusya partha sarvasha. Lord has given enough opportunities for everybody to flourish. But if they want to perish, if they want to choose to perish, who can stop them? Even God cannot stop them. So, such are the beautiful pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And since very soon we will be approaching Akshaya Tritiya on Friday, that is starting coming Friday, we will be also doing Chandan Yatra for Sri Gopalji. And I thought of discussing some Chandan Yatra related pastimes. And of course we all know the famous Chandan Yatra pastime performed by none other than Madhavendra Puri himself, which is so elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At the same time, there is one more Chandan Yatra pastime which happened in Srimad Bhagavatam. Any clues? Any suggestions? Chandan Yatra in Srimad Bhagavatam. Kubja, of course. How she did her Chandan Yatra? And it is explained by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami in Madhyalila. Krishneka yateka khela sarvottama naralila naravapu tahara swarupa gopavesha venukara navakishora natavara naralilara sahaya haya anurupa. So that means when Lord Krishna comes as human, in the form of human being, and whatever pastimes he performs, they are like best, sarvottam. Nothing comparable to that. And he comes as a naravapu, although he is not a human being, he acts as a human being, actually a superhuman being. And tahara swarupa, his swarupa is just like a human form. But he comes as a gopa vesha, he adorns as a gopa, and he has a venu in his hands. Navakishora, he is an ever fresh youth. Natavara, he is a very beautiful ಆಕ್ಟರ್ ನರ ಲೀರಾರ ಹಯ ಅನುರೂಪ. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸೂಟಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಎನಿವೇ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಸೂನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಏತಿ ಚಾಂಶ ಕಲಾ ಪುಂಸ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ತು ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್, ವೆರಿ ಎಂಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕಂಪೈಲೇಷನ್, ಅಹೋ ಅಹೋ ಭೀರ್ ನ ಕಲೇರ್ ವಿಧೂಯತೆ ಸುಧಾ ಸುಧಾರಾಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಪದೇ ಪದೇ, ದಿನೇ ದಿನೇ ಚಂದ್ರ ನ ಚಂದ್ರ ಶೀತಲ ಯಶೋ ಯಶೋದ ತನಯಶ್ಚ ಗೀಯತೆ. ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಹೋ ಅಹೋ ಭೀರ್ ನ ಕಲೇರ್ ವಿಧೂಯತೆ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟೀಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಟಾರ್ಮೆಂಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯಾಂಡಮಿಕ್ ಇಟ್ the surface of earth. And but he has a solution also for that. Sudha sudharam madhuram pade pade, he says that just drink the nectar. And what is that nectar? Dine dine chandrana chandra sheetala yasho yashoda tane yaschagiyate. That darling of Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna's pastimes are very beautiful and very attractive. And they are just like cooling chandan. And very cooling beverage also. So that is how he compares to these pastimes, to different things. So this beautiful pastimes comes in the 42nd chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Kamsa sends Akrura to go to Vrindavan and get Krishna Balaram to Mathura so that he could manage to kill them. Just in the name of, you know, Dhanu Yajna, he ordered him to invite Krishna Balaram to come and take part in Dhanu Yajna. So far, Krishna has stayed in Vrindavan almost like 11 years. And he has given pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan with his unprecedented pastimes. And Vrindavan is Krishna's home actually. And in home, he is having fun and frolicking and having great time all the time. But now the time has changed. So far he has done all pleasurable pastimes. Now there are some, you know, thankless tasks he has to perform. So therefore, now he wants to come out of Vrindavan so that he can actually perform some chikirsha, as explained in this verse also, that Lord Ram came to the desire to fulfill the desires of demigods. Similarly, Lord Krishna also came to fulfill the desires of all the demigods headed by Brahma himself, because there are so many demons creating havoc on the face of earth. So therefore Krishna came. And so far he did his prema pastimes. Now he wants to do his dharma pastimes, dharma installing pastimes. So he comes out of Vrindavan to just to establish the principles of religion. So on the chariot, Krishna Balaram mounted and they started for Mathura. And when they came to Mathura, actually Akrura was very eager to bring them to his home and give them nice treat. But however, Krishna Balaram had their different plans, because they wanted to explore the city of Mathura and also wanted to do some pleasurable pastimes. So therefore, they actually told Akrura, we will come back to your home, maybe after some time. Let us do something wonderful and then we'll be back. And Akrura, anyway, what else he could do, he just went back home, waiting for their arrival. And Krishna Balaram, now they are entering into the city of Mathura, and they are amazed to see the beauty and grandeur of such a beautiful city as Mathura. And they are looking everywhere and anywhere, and they are mesmerized by the buildings and parks and everything else in between. And they are also glorifying the city. Actually, it is Krishna's own birthplace and his own city. But now he is acting just like a human being, just like some new traveler going to some new city and glorifying the city. And then they came to the main road on which there is a washerman of Kamsa, and his job was to wash the clothes of Kamsa and iron them and give it to him back. That was his job. And Krishna Balaram, actually, just like any boys, they just approached and they very innocently asked, "Oh, my dear sir, please give us some clothes. Whatever you give us." They didn't say that, "Give me this, give me that." No, they just made a request. And in return, Krishna promised washerman that you will be flourishing in this life and also you will make your life successful. And actually, he would have listened to Krishna and he would have flourished. But he chose to perish. Then what happened? Then he became furious and he started chastising Krishna Balaram. He started telling them all ill words. And then he advised also, "Better go back where you are coming from. You are not fit to wear the clothes of King Kamsa. How can you dare ask these questions, these clothes?" And actually, he would have said also, "Okay, anyway, I am servant of Kamsa. I just cannot help you. I am helpless. So please excuse me." And Krishna would have excused him. Not a problem at all. But the way he responded was too much. Krishna couldn't tolerate that. Krishna took his head and he beheaded him without any sword in his hand. That is the power of Krishna. That's just, 11-year-old boy, just beheading right on this road. And then what happened? Then all the other assistants of this washerman, they fled. All the donkeys, they also fled. And what was remaining? All the cloths. And Krishna Balaram adorned themselves with these beautiful cloths. And then, actually, even being beheaded by Krishna's hands is such a great fortune. He must have achieved certainly liberation, that washerman, isn't it? But still, one should perform devotional service favorably, not unfavorably. So, then Krishna comes. To the tailor. There was a tailor on the same road, and actually when Krishna came to that tailor, he also would have said so many things, but he, being very intelligent, he understood when the opportunity knocks, wise people open the door. He opened the door for Krishna and Balaram. But the fools, they complain about the sound of the knock. Just like this washerman, he was complaining Krishna. But tailor, as intelligent he was, he actually pleased Krishna. He actually took whatever clothes they had and his own clothes, and he stitched beautiful garments for them. He right on there, then and there only he presented them. And Krishna and Balaram, they were very, very pleased with the actions of this tailor.
And they actually gave all kinds of auspicious benedictions. And also rewarded him, awarded him with Sarupya Mukti later on. That means he achieved both, best of the both worlds in this. He achieved all the sense gratification and everything else in this world. And also he went back to the spiritual afterwards. So again Krishna goes to the next place, the place of Sudama florist. Actually there are two Sudamas. One is Sudama of Vrindavan and the other one is Sudama of Dwarka. So this Sudama florist, he was a garland maker. Actually when Krishna came to his precincts, he actually came out of his own house and actually prostrated himself. And he offered beautiful prayers at the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram. And he made them sit and gave them all kinds of auspicious articles to perform his puja. And then, actually he had beautiful flowers anyway, and he created a most exquisitely beautiful flower garlands. And he offered these flower garlands to Krishna and Balaram. And both the lords were so very happy to receive such a beautiful garlands. And they also similarly, as in case of Taylor, they blessed him with all the auspicious blessings and also gave him eternal service in the spiritual world. So, this is how when the opportunity comes, the wise people make use of them. And similarly, Krishna and Balaram, they go further and then they see on the road one hunchback lady walking named Kubja. And actually Krishna went up to her and he asked, "Who are you?" All of a sudden he is asking this question. "And what is this you are carrying?" Actually, she was carrying on her plate a paste of sandalwood chandan. And then, "Why don't you give this to us?" He actually begged for that. Husband of goddess of fortune begging for some ordinary chandan paste. The past answer like that. And she was also very intelligent. And yet she was very bold. She knew what is going to happen if at all she does this kind of activity. The sandalwood which is meant for the king, Kamsa, if he comes to know that has been given to somebody else, and especially to Krishna Balaram, who are his arch enemies, can you imagine her fate? But bold as she was, she could take that risk of going against the will of King Kamsa, and she gave that chandan to Krishna Balaram. Not only she did give it to them, but actually she performed a beautiful service to them by applying this chandan on their bodies, starting from their navel, is explained. And it is said that Shukadeva Goswami says that Rupa Peshala Madhurya Hasita Alapa Vikshitai Dharshitatma Dadav Sandram Ubayor Anulepanam. It is said that she was so helpless in front of Krishna because Krishna exhibited these six qualities, who could resist them. Rupa, he was beautiful form, Peshala, charmness, Madhurya, sweetness. Hasita, Krishna was also smiling beautifully. Alapa, he actually talked very pleasantly. And Vikshitai, he was casting merciful glance upon her. So she couldn't resist. She actually came forward to offer this service to Krishna. And she actually offered this chandan, it is said that she offered a yellow chandan on Lord Krishna, who was actually blue in color, and she offered blue chandan to Balaram, who is actually pure white in color, isn't it? Thus, she gave her treasured objects of these chandan. And Krishna and Balaram, they were so pleased. Prasanna Bhagavan Kubja, it is said that. He becomes very much pleased. And then he decided actually to do something. Actually, it is said that Acharyas, they say that this Kubja was expansion of Mother Earth. And she was hunchback because of the envious kings like Kamsa. They were tormenting her, this Mother Earth. So therefore she was bent. Just like this Sairandri or Trivakra, she was bent. Trivakra. Three places she was bent. So actually Krishna, he did that chiropractic. It is said that the science, the alternative medicine, those whose, you know, backs or skeletons, they are not in proper shape, they actually do something so that they can once again perform their activities properly with their physical form. So actually Krishna, he took his two fingers, he lifted her up on her chin. Actually he lifted her up. And actually by the touch of Krishna, she became once again beautiful. And Radha Govind Maharaj, he actually speaks beautifully on this pastime. Actually it is said that it appeared as if Krishna is looking at his own face, because now he has taken all those, you know, garments and garlands. He wanted to see how he looks like. Just like, you know, after we do all our puja and we show the mirror in front of the Lord so that he can adjust himself. So Krishna, nobody was there to show him the mirror. So therefore he saw one mirror in the form of beautiful face of Sairandri, Trivakra. He lifted her up and he was looking at his own face in the face of Kubja, which was acting like a mirror. And actually it is also said that when Ram came to he took the help of Hanumanji. So here also he was telling that I am now entering into the city of Mathura. I am also have to touch the Hanu. Hanu means this chin of Sairandri. And he was actually remembering that. So maybe I have to do the same thing here. I have to take help of this Sairandri, Trivakra. And then according to some acharyas, he is also expansion of Manthara, this Kubja. And actually Krishna in the form, Ram in the form of Krishna, he was thinking that this Manthara, actually he, in my last incarnations, he took away my throne, my entire kingdom. So they say that Rasa is also earth, called as Rasa. So what she did in the previous incarnation, she did one bad activity, that Rasa Aparanam. Aparanam means she actually took it away from Lord Ram, the throne of Ayodhya or the kingdom of Ayodhya. So now, in this incarnation, what she is doing? She is actually doing Rasa Arpanam. Rasa means also sandalwood. And previously she did Rasa Apaharana. Now she is doing Rasa Arpana. That means now she is offering this beautiful chandan at the feet of Lord Krishna Balaram. So Krishna understood, okay, now I can forgive her because she has done the right thing in this, at least in this incarnation. So that is how it is explained. And then actually it is said that when Bali Maharaj, he offered the entire earth to Vamandev. So he took a water pot and he did that Anukalpa kind of promise he gave. At the time of giving promise, he actually wet the hands of Vamanadev. And in this past time, Lord Krishna is thinking, okay, when I came as Vamandev, Bali Maharaj gave me the entire earth planet. And while giving that, he actually poured water on my hands. And what happened? Only my hands got wet. I found it cool. But here, this Kubja is making my entire body cool by offering this beautiful chandan. So, therefore, he also did rasa arpana in the form of giving the entire planetary systems. And Kubja also doing her rasa arpana, that is, she is offering sandal pulp. And then it is said that actually when Krishna saw her bent in three places, he was very sympathetic with her. And he was actually thinking about Lord Brahma. This Brahma, he doesn't know how to create. No. So many people have accused Brahma because he doesn't know how to create. The residents of Vrindavan are also complaining. So being the creator of the universe, he has to hear so many people's comments like this. So actually Krishna thought he doesn't know how to create. Although he has created a beautiful face, actually she is known as Varanana, having a beautiful face, but he did not do the job complete. That means he bent her in three places. So Krishna thought that, okay, let me do some correction. Let me give him some feedback by actually making her very beautiful. So, actually, once there is a small child trying to learn art, and he used to go to his teacher and learn his art lessons on a daily basis. And whatever you do, artwork, you display it in front of his home. His own family members and his friends and everybody else would come and comment on it. This small child, you know, doing whatever he's trying to do, learning, and everybody would come and comment. All negative comments. Array, what is this? See this. It's not so beautiful. It's not so worthy. See here, there's so much of mistake. Why don't you correct that? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this? So many comments, negative. This boy became very much suppressed. He was very morose. And then the teacher asked, what happened? Why are you so morose these days? What can I do, teacher? So I'm trying to learn from you. But these people, they are always commenting negatively. I'm fed up with this. The teacher said, very simple. I have a solution for this. Please tell me, what should I do? Said, you just keep on doing what you are doing. You display all your artworks. And you add one small note below that. Please correct if you find it correctable. If you want to correct anything, if you find any faults in my artwork, please correct it. He just wrote a note below. From that day onwards, nobody commented anything. Why? Because they didn't know how to correct themselves. Because they are commentators only. They are sitting and giving commentary all the time. As if they know how to play the better, as if they know how to run the country. So commentators there are so many, but nobody is willing to come forward and do the correction because they don't know how to do that. But here Krishna knows because he is the one who has created Lord Brahma, the first creator. So he thought, okay, let me do some corrections here. So he came and he actually corrected the flaw in the creation of Lord Brahma. So then again, it is said that Trivakra had a tapa. Tapa, her material desires. She had so many desires to fulfill. She had so many tapas. So Trivakra had tapa. So that was aparuti that was taken care. Trivakra tapa aparuti, it is said. And also Trivakrata aparuti. Sairandri or the Skubja had Trivakra. Three places she was bent. She had Trivakrata and she also had tapa. Trivakra had a tapa, her material desires. So actually Krishna, he fulfilled her desires. Trivakra ka tapa unhone har diya and Trivakrata ko bhi unhone mita diya. Her deformed body, three places it was bent. Neck, back and legs. Three places it was bent. So Krishna actually did the correction. And it is asked, why three places only? Because she had offered three kinds of services to Krishna. What are the three services? Mrudu Bhashana, Angaraga Arpana, Nija Karma Vilepana. These are the three services she had offered. She had offered beautiful sweet words to Krishna. Angaraga Arpan, she had offered beautiful Chandan to Krishna and Balaram. And Nijakarma Tad Vilepana. She had actually performed this service on her own, with her own hands. She did not call somebody, okay, you also do this. No, she did it on her own. Actually, today is the appearance day of Sri Gadadhara Pandit. Such a wonderful service, deity worship he used to do. Although till the fag end of life he was offering services to Gopinath, who was tall and standing, actually. And because Gadadhara Pandit could not reach, could not do service properly because of his old age, he was thinking, "Are, how can I perform this service? What can I do? I am becoming old and frail." Knowing well the desires of his devotee, Krishna actually sat down for the first time. That deity is still in front of us. We can go and have beautiful form of the Lord. Darshan of the Lord. So, no matter what happens, a devotee is committed to serve the Lord. Just like Gadadhara Pandit. And we see that sometimes so many people, they have so many deities at their places, especially the rich people. They have so many deities and they just don't have time to worship them. What they do, they appoint some pujari, some Brahman to come and do worship. Of course, that is also okay. At least somebody is worshipping them. But actually, what is recommended is, just like here, Trivakra. Sairandri, Kubja, what she is doing, she is actually doing service with her own hands. Nijakarma tada vilepana. So therefore, Krishna became very much pleased because of her personal service to Krishna. And we know that how she was very bold to go against the will of Kamsa and render this service. That is a price actually to surrender, to get the benedictions from Krishna, to actually do something. It is said that bhakti begins when we come out of our comfort zone. She was not willing to stay in her own comfort zone. She was willing to come out of her comfort zones. Actually, she was actually threatening her own life. And actually, Krishna also reciprocated with her. And few years back, Rukmini Mataji had come here, disciple of Srila Prabhupada once. She came here many times. First time when she came here, and she was actually giving Bhagavatam class here, right here. And she was reminiscing those past times with Srila Prabhupada. When she first met Srila Prabhupada, and then she took initiation, Prabhupada told her as a very dear father, he actually told, Rukmini, you are so beautiful. Your looks are so beautiful. And then he added a word while giving her the beads into her hands. He said that now start the process of becoming internally beautiful. You are anyway beautiful, now also become internally very beautiful. So, actually the Krishna consciousness process is nothing but internally becoming beautiful. Externally, whatever we may be, that we cannot change, but at least we can change what is our inside. And we can get rid of all the anarthas and develop your love for Krishna, and then we can actually become internally beautiful. And what made this Kubja beautiful? The touch of Krishna. Actually, Shukadeva Goswami says there, Mukunda Sparshanat Sadyo Bhavuva Pramadottama. Purushottama made Kubja Pramadottama. Purushottama created Pramadottama. Purushottama is best of the males and Pramadottama is best of the females. Actually, such a beautiful work done by Krishna. This was a touch of his hands, Mukunda Sparshada. She instantly became beautiful. In Japa book, Bhurijan Prabhu actually explains, when we chant the holy names, we somehow or other allow Krishna to come to our tongue, and then we chant. But still we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So many rounds, so many days, so many years have passed, decades have passed, but still hardly something is happening. Why then? He actually answers the question that we are not allowing Krishna to touch our consciousness. Actually, when Krishna touches our consciousness, we should allow Krishna to touch our consciousness. When we chant attentively, then Krishna will touch our consciousness. And when that happens, then everything starts. Then the internal purification happens and we also become internally beautiful. So, this Krishna consciousness process is the process of becoming internally beautiful. So, in that sense, ISKCON is beauty parlor. We all have come to this beauty parlor to become internally beautiful. Because that's what Krishna wants. Krishna wants us to become beautiful internally. And then we chant Hare Krishna, when we hear Krishna Katha, when we honor Prasadam and render different services, actually we are on the verge of becoming beautiful one day. So this 14th Akshaya Tritiya, the Chandanyatra is coming. And actually this sandalwood tree is supposed to be very fragrant. We only do Chandanyatra, also let us glorify this tree of Chandan, isn't it? Because of that Chandan tree, we are able to perform this yatra. Even she did, Sairandri, Madhendra Puri did this service because of some trees somewhere, we don't know where they are growing, who is putting water on them. Still they are growing and they are sacrificing their lives at the service of Krishna. Such a glorious life. Similarly, we have actually three kadamba trees and three tamal trees in our area here, Radha Gopinath temple. There is one keli kadamba, that is kadamba from Vrindavan. There are two other kadambas, big trees, they are coming from Bengal. And there are actually three tamal trees, one behind in the Vrindavan forest and two here in Lakshminarayan garden. 3+3. And especially this keli kadamba, you know, sometimes I sit below the tree and chant Hare Krishna in the morning. If you go there in the morning, you can actually see so many bumblebees coming and actually sucking the honey from these beautiful flowers. And also you can actually it is meant for Krishna, that beautiful fragrance. But even if you want to go and pluck these flowers, you will get to actually inhale this beautiful fragrance. It is so very enchantingly beautiful, this fragrance, the aroma spread around by these beautiful flowers and this tree. So, see, I mean, they produce these flowers right in the month of May when there is scorching heat. Not even a drop of water you can expect from the clouds. They are producing the flowers at the time of such a hot summer day. And actually, you know, other trees, they require water so that they can produce something. Here is a tree which produces these beautiful flowers and doesn't ask for any water when actually it is giving the fruits. Similarly, these sandalwood trees, I mean, they give their lives to serve Krishna in their beautiful form. So, once, I mean, recently we lost our dear Srila Prabhupada disciple, His Grace Pankajangiri Prabhu. No, his life is just like this beautiful chandan tree. I mean, wherever they are, there is an aroma or a fragrance of devotional services going around. And now we have lost them. It is a great loss. However, it is said that he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art still living in the sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. As Bhaktivinoda Thakura has written on the tomb of Srila Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri. So, I just heard one small pastime about Pankajangiri Prabhu. That somebody asked him, dear Pankajangiri Prabhu, you are in Mayapur Dham and worshipping Radha Madhav with Ashtasakis. I mean, but you are especially spending time with Narsingadev. Hmm? I mean, you can always worship Radha Madhav and why so? Why Ugra Narsinga out of all of the forms? Then he actually gave a beautiful answer. He said that, see, on the path of going to Vrindavan to serve Radha Madhav, there are so many hurdles and so many obstacles. So therefore, in order to get rid of these obstacles and hurdles, we are supposed to worship Narasimha Dev, who will actually clear these obstacles so that one day we can serve the divine couple. And then he also said that, anyway, even if you go to them and say that, give me some service, Radha Madhav, they will say, anyway, you better go to Narasimhadev. Say, my own form, I have taken this form. So that you have so many problems, so many inadequacies in your life, better go to Narasimhadev. First get rid of all of them, become beautiful internally also, and then come to me, then I will give you all the services. This is how he replied, Pankajangiri Prabhu. So, there are so many hurdles, so many obstacles on the path of devotional service. So, let us pray to Lord Narasimhadev so that we can one day get rid of all these obstacles and then serve Sri Radha Gopinathji in their divine abode. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, Sri Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna.